Scott Casper for TDRTV, intermattwrestle.com. This interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com. Let's head out to Hempstead, Long Island, where we'll find the head coach of Hofstra, Tom Shiflett, at his desk. Well, he's working on charts and looking at all the things that are possible for this year's NCAA championships. He joins us now. Tom, how are you?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you're welcome, pal. Rough season for sure. Lots of injuries have plagued your team throughout the year, but you were able to end it on a positive note in a nicely fought battle there. You had a victory over Drexel, 21-17. Now you've earned, what, eight conference championships. You're looking for your ninth. You've got nine ECWA titles. I mean, this has not been a totally bad year. It's had its ups and downs, but there are some bright spots. The NCAAs are coming up literally around the corner in Omaha, Nebraska at the Quest Center, 17th through the 20th. Were you looking forward to the dual meet season coming to an end?
I think this year, I mean, most people who are involved in our program, whether it be alumni or fans or even the guys on the team, some of them obviously made some strides throughout the year, but as a team, we really struggled with the number of injuries. So I think everybody involved, was ready to move to the postseason, just because we've been so depleted as a program with individuals, a lot of them are best guys, with season-ending injuries and other guys, being out for any length of time. It's just been, something I've never really had to deal with in my coaching career, but, it happened to us, and, again, it is nice to kind of get a breath of fresh air and move on to the postseason where, anything you really have done except for maybe earning a spot to the NCAA tournament through your wins and quality wins and RPI and all that, anything you did through the season really doesn't mean a whole lot at this point. You have an opportunity to make the national tournament. You have an opportunity to become an All-American, doesn't matter what your record was, and that's the way we need to walk into the CAA championships this weekend with our head high and work hard to continue our streak as conference championship team and get as many individuals as we can to the nationals.
Is it difficult to keep the boys in a positive frame of mind given all that they've experienced this year with the injuries?
Well, I gotta hand a lot of credit to the guys who have been in the lineup, and five of them I believe are freshmen, where a lot of them obviously look for experience and the older guys to kind of lead the way and help them win and elevate their wrestling. They haven't had that, but I tell you they've really done a nice job of just staying positive, keeping their head up, and working hard in the room to improve. And under the circumstances, it's been difficult. I mean, any program who loses four or five of their best guys is going to struggle, and it's going to take away from even the guys who are left in the lineup because, when you have guys around you winning, guys who are ranked in the top 10, returning All-Americans, whoever it may be, when they're getting their hand raised, you don't want to be the only guy not getting their hand raised, and you're going to win more. And, that's, not only do we have the injuries, but I think that part of it for the younger freshmen or the redshirt freshmen that we have in the lineup, getting their first taste of Division I wrestling, for the full season, it was tough for them to handle. When we put a schedule together where we're wrestling Ohio State, Missouri, and some other teams that, are in the top 10 or top 25. I think we had 7 or 8 this year. And you don't have your lineup in there. It takes a toll on you mentally. And, like I said, your question was, did the guys, have a tough time? They absolutely did, but they did a great job to, to fight through it, battle through it, and continue to try and improve individually.
We're talking with Tom Shiflett. Pardon me, Tom. Tom Shiflett, the head coach of Hofstra. And, Tom, as I mentioned, the championships are coming up, both conference and, of course, the NCAAs. If you look at the conference, the CAA Wrestling Association, we're looking at Old Dominion with the number one spot with 42 points. They've got 10 ranked wrestlers. You guys are sitting in the fifth spot. How do you beat Old Dominion? How do you beat Ryder? How do you beat these guys at the championships?
Well, I mean, a lot of our guys that obviously aren't expected to do anything have to get in there. They got to fight hard. They got to score points. I mean, last year I don't believe we were favored going into the CAA tournament last year. I mean, we weren't fifth, but I think we may have been second or third. And after day one, the tournament was over, and we already had it won. So, you know, again, you know, when you go to a tournament like this, obviously some of it has to, you know, deals with, you know, where you're placed. Individually, you know, the guys, you want to make sure that they continue to move forward. And even the guys who don't, you know, they got to come back, score bonus points when they have an opportunity. And if they don't make the finals, they got to finish third. And everyone's got to do their part. And, you know, our conference is, I think there's a lot of parity. I mean, I think certainly we have some holes in our lineup with guys who don't have the experience as some of the other teams. You know, again, when you get into a tournament like this, there's so many things that can happen and have happened that you can't count yourself out. You know, we're certainly the underdogs, and this would be a storied win for our program if we do end up winning the conference championship, as far as I'm concerned, with the things that have happened, you know, throughout this season, and having, you know, quite a few of our starters out of the lineup. But, you know, I wouldn't count us out. I mean, we just got to get guys in there and positive and get them wrestling hard.
You ever count anybody out, that's where you begin to lose. That's for sure. P.J. Gillespie is one of the fine young athletes you've had the privilege of coaching, and I'm sure you'll agree with me. Intermac currently has him as number 17 in the country, 6-1 in the conference. Dual meets 14-6, 28-12 overall. I love watching this guy wrestle. Talk about PJ.
Well, he's, you know, for a sophomore, he's done a nice job. He obviously jumped up a couple weights to 65 from 49 last year, and he's done a nice job with that transition. You know, he wrestles hard. He's a competitor. You know, he's a guy who's been wrestling his whole life, and you know, it's important that he prepares himself. You know, he makes sure he does, you know, the right thing, and you know, to prepare for the best competition. He's had some great matches this season, some great wins, and you know, we're obviously he's one of the guys that the younger guys look to, even though he's just a sophomore. You know, PJ as a freshman at 149 last year, lost in the All-American round, and had a great national tournament. I think he was seeded going into that. This is a perfect example. I think he was seeded maybe fourth or fifth in the conference going into the conference tournament last year, and he won it. And then went on to the national tournament and, you know, just fell short, lost in the quarters and then lost in the All-American round. So, you know, he really, you know, he's a gamer. He's a guy who likes being under the spotlight and likes, you know, like those big matches. He's a guy that will step up to the challenge and wrestle well. And, you know, he'll have these other guys that will follow him, and that's a good thing. So we're happy to have him.
Number two in the conference at 84, Ben Clymer. 6-1 in conference competition, 17-2 in dual meet competition, 23-6 overall. Another one of those kids. It's just phenomenal to watch. Seems to be a gamer.
Yeah, he's, you know, we're excited. I mean, we think obviously Ben's going to be at the national tournament this year in Omaha as a sophomore. Last year, you know, going into the conference, I mean, he had a couple really tough matches with Doug Umbauer, the rider wrestler who graduated and ended up third in the country last year. I think he lost in overtime to him at the CAA tournament. And Josh Patterson, who as Binghamton's first All-American, you know, lost to him by 1 point. You know, didn't have the quality wins last year to get to the national tournament as far as a guy you put on the board, and you know the board votes and you know makes their other selections. He was on the board but didn't get selected, so he missed out on that opportunity to make the nationals as a true freshman. But this year, I think he certainly has a great opportunity to get there, gain some experience, you know, and you know, again, you never know what'll happen. But if anything, I think Ben getting to Omaha, getting some matches, is only going to make us a lot better next year as a team, and it's only going to, you know, raise the bar for Ben, you know, gaining some confidence and gaining that experience from being out there. So we're hoping for him to win a conference title this weekend, his first one, and we're hoping to get him to Omaha and so he can see where all the work that he puts in pays off.
Well, Coach, I know it's a busy day for you and it's a busy week as we prepare for conference championships and, of course, the NCAAs in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm looking forward to seeing you. My heart has really gone out to you guys this year because it's been a tough year. It's not, I mean, sure, teams experience injuries across the country at every level. But when you get hit with as many as you have had this year, some season ending and all of them season disrupting, but my heart has really gone out to you guys because you prepare so hard. All the boys do prepare so hard for competition, and to go down to something that's difficult to control is heartbreaking to say the least. But you had some tremendous victories this year. Tight battle over Lock Haven, 20-19. Northern Colorado. I think you tied with Buffalo, if memory serves, Sacred Heart, George Mason, Boston University, and of course the final win of the year, Drexel. It was a good battle. I don't want to diminish the battle you had with Ryder either, even though you lost. It was 21-16, and bonus points can really, you know, tell the story in a lot of these matches, and I think they do. So I think the challenge is going to be for you, at least as I understand it, is to pick up the pieces, get as many as you can through, compete as hard as you can, and then recruit your tail off.
No question about it. I mean, I got to be honest, Scott, it's good to do these type of interviews because there's a lot of people out there, obviously, that have always followed the Hofstra program, and we've always been a program that's been in the hunt to do great things and have guys on the podium at the national tournament. And I think, people only see the results, but they don't know exactly what has been going on. And for them to be able to do an interview and explain, the circumstances and that, it's really been tough for everybody involved in the program. And, have these type of injuries and being as serious as they've been, it's been really difficult. And it's not that you have injuries that are to the guys who are, whether they're not happening in the restroom. These are things that happen in the competition. They happen to your best guys, not the guys who are, these are guys who have all been to the national tournament, won matches, that were looking to come back. And for them, you feel bad because they were guys who were ranked top 15, top 10, looking to become All-Americans this year for the first time. And suddenly their season's over with. Like I said, I appreciate the opportunity to do this interview because, a lot of people see the results and, they think that we've kind of fallen off a little bit and quite honestly, it's been a situation that, it's been a little bit out of control and out of our control and things that, we're fighting back from and next year we're looking for some great things and like you said, the postseason is real important and we've got some individuals that will be at the Nationals and represent our university well and hopefully we'll come home with a couple guys that become All-Americans.
Well, I stay in touch on a regular basis with your SID, Jim Sheehan, for a reason. I want to stay plugged in. I want to be able to tell the right story. Too many times we hear the wrong story. And to hear it from the mouth of the head coach is to hear from the horse's mouth, as it were. But I think it's important for our listeners and our fans out there of college wrestling to know that Hofstra's having an off year due to injuries, but they will be back, as they always are, and they'll be back stronger, bigger, faster, and better than they were this year or in any year previous. It's going to be an interesting run as we get close to the NCAA championships. I appreciate your time today, Tom. And again, my heart goes out to you on the season, but it ain't over yet.
That's right. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thanks, Tom.